Someday, someway,
what you come here for?
I'm gonna bring all of me. Someday, someway, I'm gonna bring all of me. Someday.
I don't want to holler at you at the club.
Obviously. So why are you so pressed about this one?
And you don't want to dance. Just because I don't bag my jeans and rock beaters all the time, does that make me fake?
I never told you to dress any kind of way.
Listen, you tell me the truth.
You already know.
And when walking among strangers.
While waiting for the red carpet at TIFF, we were actually lucky enough to run into Jill Andrew, who worked with Bite Me, the International Body Image Arts and Film Festival, which was located here in Toronto.
I am excited to see Pariah because I saw it several years ago, or I should say a clip of it, like a short version of it, at Mapenzie, Black Women's Film and Video Festival, which is run by Adonica Huggins in Toronto. She brought it to us about 3 years ago, and we saw it, and it was amazing. And it really kind of tackles this issue around homophobia in the Black community. And it also tackles the way we look at gender and how gender and sexuality is constructed. So I'm interested in hearing and seeing the story full length. I'm really proud of the director. Her name escapes me right now.
Yes, that's
Dee Reese. But her project, Pariah, was her master's thesis. Yeah, so imagine your thesis being at TIFF in 2000, you know what I mean? So to me, it's just a great example of how you can, you know, do education and you can do theory in school, and then you can bring it to the limelight. You can bring it to the top here at TIFF Toronto, you know?
Great. It was good seeing you again.
On the red carpet inside the TIFF light box, we were able to catch glimpses with the writer-director of Pariah, Dee Reese, and stars Adepero Adie, Pernell Walker, and Kim Wayans, who play Alike, Laura, and Audrey,
hey.
Respectively.
Nice to meet you.
So could you tell us a little bit about your role and any parallels you felt between your character struggles and your own struggles?
Sure, that's a nice question. You better go ahead. Okay, I play Laura. It's Alike's best friend, and she's very masculine, butch. She's gay. And, of course, I don't look that part right now. But I come from the South Bronx, and my character had a lot of personal struggles going on with herself. And I connected with her because I used to be a serious, like, tomboy. But also, coming from the South Bronx, it was also a rough upbringing, in which sometimes you hurt from not fitting in and being a pariah. So that's how I connected with her.
You know, I definitely related to, you know, being young and trying to figure out who you are and not feeling free. And, you know, I think it's human at times to just kind of like, you know, not doubting where you are in life and just trying to figure things out and being comfortable with who you are. And that's, I definitely related to that, yeah.
Short film as well, and what drew you to this role in the first place?
It's that very thing, like I knew what it feels like to want to be yourself so bad and to want to be free and know that you're not free and trying to figure out, well, why is that and what can I do to be free? So that's why.
And how do you see her struggles as like a lesbian woman differently from just like trying to struggle to find herself?
It's just an added stigma, you know, especially for her mother who's very religious. So it's just that added thing of, you know, it's just not acceptable because of religion and God or whatever. And, you know, people in society judge you, you know, they judge you because you're gay or lesbian. Yeah.
And so after the film was done, how did you feel about it?
I couldn't believe that it felt surreal. I couldn't believe that I just shot a feature and I was like, it's not going to hit me until I watch.
Or until you're on the carpet?
Yeah. Until I sat in the theater and watched myself like big, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe we actually did it. So yeah, it's pretty exciting. Oh yeah. Yeah, it was hard because I was just like, it's a lot of me. Like, you know, but at the end of the day, yeah, I mean, yeah, it was a little hard. Yeah.
So is there anything else that you wanted to add just about like women in the media?
It's an exciting time. Women are getting to tell the stories. There are more stories about women, and it's so exciting all across the board in art and film and theater, and it's a really exciting time for women and artists in general, yeah.
So just one last question. Why do you think it's important for women to have a presence in media, especially now?
Because women consume, women are creative, we're a part of society. I mean, it's important for us to have a voice, and as women in different areas of the world, we all have unique stories, and that should be told and shared, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Pleasure.
I play Audrey. My character's name is Audrey, and she's Alike, the lead character. She's her mom, and she's a very religious and conservative woman, and she's not able to embrace the fact that her daughter is a lesbian. And so I'm the main opposition that she comes up against, you know, my rejection of her being.
Was it a challenge trying to get into that role for you?
Well, it was a challenge actually getting the role because people see me as a comedian, so they don't really, you know, open that door for me to come in and audition for dramatic work. But once I found somebody, Dee and Nikisa, the producer and director, they allowed me to come into audition. And once I got the part, you know, it was challenging, the part, but it was also, you know, it's fun because it's what I love to do. So it was, you know, a wonderful experience for me. I hope the people leave here with not message, because you know you don't want to bop people upside the head with any message, but the importance of just loving somebody unconditionally, you know, just accepting that we're all perfect how we are, and that, you know, everybody wants to be accepted for who they authentically are. And so if you can leave with an open heart and with that in mind, I would be very happy.
Gender and gender stereotypes for you while you were working on this?
Well, you know, it's one of the themes of this movie. It's something that Alike deals with, you know, in trying to express her sexuality. Even within the gay community, they're trying to put her in a box. You know, you're either, you know, a femme, or you're a butch, a stud, or whatever. And so she's fighting that too. So that's an important, you know, theme that comes across as well. Just be who you are. You don't have to categorize yourself in as anything except who you know, just express who you are. Because we have stories to tell that really should not be told by men. We have our own stories to tell. So we need a platform to tell them from. It's important because the world is not just comprised of men. It's comprised of men and women. And women have made some awesome contributions to our society since the beginning of time. And so it's very important that you get that feminine voice as well as the masculine voice.
Like, as a starting question, you were involved in the direction of the film. So what was it like going from a short film to a major film like this?
So it's funny because this film kind of started as a feature. So I wrote the first feature in 2005. And then from there, I needed a thesis film to graduate from NYU's film school. And so we shot it as a short, like the first act of it. And then through the short, got the attention of the Sundance Institute, and we're able to workshop it at the screenwriting lab and the directing lab. And like all that really helped us, you know, in the refining of the feature film. So it's great because everything kind of acted as a workshop and allowed us to make the material stronger.
Okay, so the big question is, what inspired you to create this film?
So I was inspired to write this film because I was going through my own coming out process at the time. And, you know, even though I came out, like, much later in life, I was 27 when I was going through the same thing that the lead character is going through. You know, I wasn't sure how to be. So, like, in some ways, I felt like I didn't quite fit in the gay world. I didn't quite fit in the straight world. And so, you know, through this film, it helped me kind of come into myself and realize that I didn't have to check a box or be anything to anybody. I could just be myself.
So why is it so important for women, especially lesbian women or women who don't fit the mold? Why is it important for you to have a voice in media?
I think it's important for me to have a voice because of visibility, and I think for all women and people of color, like across boundaries, it's just important for there to be visibility and like a diverse representation of voices and stories so that people can look at the screen and see themselves and hopefully find something that helps them see life in a different way.
Okay. And finally, if we're not here to see the film, what do you want people to take away from this?
I want people to take away from the film that they can be themselves and that they don't have to check a box.
After the screening of the film, the cast and crew were open to questions from the audience.
Okay, to the cast members, how did you prepare for your roles?
well, when I first got the script, I immediately related to the fact that, to the idea that Alike felt like she wasn't herself. I knew what that felt like, to not feel free to be held back. And so I started from that point, and Dee was very open about, you know, she was saying, you know, anything that you have questions about, you know, ask me anytime. And so I did. I would email her all kinds of questions and thoughts about the script. And we did really, really creative homework assignments. one of the homework assignments was to go out into a Black and Latino lesbian party in Manhattan in character. And so me and Pernell went, and Dee and Nikisa were there, but they weren't with us. They kind of like just watched us, like, interact. Like, they literally just threw us in there and were like, you know. And so from that experience, we definitely, like, it just was automatic. Like, our characters totally came through. Like, you know, Pernell was very, you know, Laura, and I was very, like, uncomfortable. And no one knew what to do with me because I didn't know how to stand, I didn't know how to dance, and so I felt very, and I was like, oh wow, this is totally Alike, and yeah, so we did things like that to prepare, yeah, and read things, and I read Sammy by Audre Lorde, and yeah.
Well, like I said, when I first got the script and I read it, the character of Audrey just really, she just broke my heart. She was just so heartbreaking to me. And I didn't see her as a villain. You know, I saw her as a victim. I saw her as somebody who has been victimized by the belief systems that have been handed down to her. And now she's projecting that onto her daughter and destroying her in the process, but I'm being destroyed as well. So that was my starting point, was to really, really think about, you know, what it means to somebody like her with the values that she has to come up against a child, you know, who's going through this and who's presenting it to her. And I just kept mining the script. I just kept rereading the script over and over, looking for facts about Audrey's life, looking for clues to, you know, why she is the way she is, clues about the marriage, and just that was my approach. And I also sat down with Dee, and any questions I had, outstanding questions and stuff, I went over it with her and got information from her, and then just, you know, started the process of really, really being in the space of I am Audrey, and just putting on her shoes and seeing the world through those eyes. And that was how I prepared for the role.
Well, I read the script, and immediately I saw how specific the character was and the environment. And then I started looking within. I started asking questions to myself. To about Laura too, about why is it she has this bravado thing, this tough exterior. And I also use personal experience from growing in the South Bronx, where people usually use that bravado to cover up some hurt, some pain, some vulnerability that is there, but they don't want to share with anybody, so they cover up with this, yeah, I'm tough, you ain't gonna faze me. So I connected with that character in that way. I mean, coming from the South Bronx, it wasn't very smooth. So, and then I just came down to the one thing, like with the scene with her mother, where it just came down to love and how she was wanting that love, even though she didn't want to show that she needed that love. It's just a human thing. I like to work inside out and just find the core of the person and what makes them tick. So that's Laura.
Thank you very much. Thank you all for being here.
I am broken. I am broken open. Breaking is freeing. Broken is freedom. I am not broken. I'm free.